This message comes from BetterHelp. Can you think of a time when you didn't feel like you could be yourself? Like you were hiding behind a mask? At work, in social settings, around your family? BetterHelp Online Therapy is convenient, flexible, and can help you learn to be your authentic self, so you can stop hiding. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
Zach, hope you're hungry, Towers.
And I'm Kelsey, always digging through the garbage, Dara.
That's factually accurate. Yeah. How's you, Zach?
Wait, you said hope you're hungry. Was that in reference to anything?
Bing balls.
I got crumble cookies, man.
Oh my God. I literally have been trying to behave. Have crumble cookies.
First of all, there's a giant fly flying around here. I'm just going to acknowledge
Huge.
It.
Huge.
I'm just going to acknowledge it. I'm just going to acknowledge that.
You're sugar high.
I haven't eaten any of them today. I ate them yesterday, which is why half of them are missing.
Wow.
However.
You know when you eat half of six small cookies, you've actually eaten three full-size cookies.
Yeah. So I think I'm on a diet is what this is considered.
I am curious about the brownie one.
Okay. If you're a fucking caveman who's been living under a rock,
who's she?
Crumble cookies is a, how do you say it? Like a designer cookie that changes every week. How do you describe Crumble?
I think you nailed it.
Yeah, she's 950 calories per cookie for the regular size.
Do you remember when you tried to gaslight me and you were like, no, they're only 250, and I was like, that's for
that?
The small. And
you're
like,
when?
No, I don't know.
Are you sure that was me?
Months ago. Yeah, I'm pretty positive. Only you would really fight me on that. And I don't talk about the crumble to anyone else.
We now have a segment, Talking Crumble.
Talking Crumble. Wait. That's how the cookie crumbles.
That's how the cookie crumble.
Yeah.
Wait. I'm so confused.
Okay, wait.
I told you that they were only 250.
Well, because that's what's in a small one.
Oh, and I was definitely a small girl fan because I don't like a big ass cookie.
That's fair.
It makes me feel sick.
That's
I like these little ones
because totally
they're regular
fair.
Sized.
And they're so like, they're big. They're still big. You know what I mean? Like they're dense.
Leo's tail is like going over your face. Like it looks like a mustache. Like you're like a Fu Manchu. And then it was flicking you in the eyes. Crumble cookie, and they're so expensive, right? Are
it's
they $7?
A gay man came up with it.
Shut up!
Pretty positive.
I hope he's a fucking billionaire.
He's got to be very rich.
Because they have always been popular, but on Tickety Talk,
oh,
I just saw...
Crazy?
Wait, where's my button?
TikTok.
There was a... Some would say genius, some would say idiot.
Oh, no.
20-something-year-old boy who said, Crumble? Australia, but I'm gonna say that it's a crumble pop-up and I'm just gonna fly to Hawaii, which apparently is not that far from Australia, go to Crumble in Hawaii, buy $2,000 worth of cookies, fly them back the same day to Australia, hold a pop-up shop, not sponsored by Crumble, but he told everyone it was real Crumble because they don't have it there. And the girlies fucking flocked to this.
Did he get sued?
He's gonna.
Yeah.
He's gonna get sued.
I mean.
Because he was, A, people got sick after eating them.
What? Why?
I think they're making it up just to get money.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, I was puking.
Like, that'll happen if you eat four, Becca.
Not new news. And the quality, they were like smushed. And the TikToks are so funny. People are like... Vlogging today, going to the crumble pop-up, and then they're like, wow, 6-hour wait, crazy. And then they get to the front and they're like,
squish cookie,
it's smushed.
Yeah, because he had to fucking sneak them into his underpants. Probably
he said he passed customs. Like, he also put out a statement, which, like, brother, you're 20 something, you don't have a PR person, and you should not be speaking out against a major corporation, especially
yeah.
against a gay man's corporation.
Yeah,
because he was like, I never claimed to be the crumble, we're like fans, and I just wanted people to be able to experience it.
So was it free?
No.
Exactly.
He was overcharging. I think he was charging $19 a cookie. And he had the balls in his statement to be like, and this wasn't for profit.
Bitch.
We had to buy.
The goodness of your heart.
We had to buy tables to put the cookies on. That cost money. $200.
You're stupid. You can steal a table from any sort of charity event.
Or go sidewalk shopping like we do and find something that definitely doesn't belong in your house.
Yes.
My point is, these cookies are a hot commod, and I have one not far away from me now.
So, I'm going to say too close.
Yeah. And they change their menu fucking weekly?
Okay, so talk us through. Okay. Talk us through what you got there.
This week, I left you I would say, 2 bites.
I can't right now, but I'll look at it from here.
What? You're not going to do it?
No, I can't. And I don't like when people chew on podcasts.
Oh, neither do I, but I want a cookie.
You tried it already.
Yeah.
Well, what is it? Okay. Oh my God, you picked it up.
This is a pumpkin chocolate chip.
Okay, I also don't respect or support pumpkin and chocolate together. Oh, I think we've talked about this.
No, we haven't, because
I want y'all to weigh in. It's not okay.
What the fuck isn't okay about pumpkin and chocolate?
It's just not.
Where are you getting an idea that they're not okay together?
Pumpkin goes with like whipped cream. What? Pumpkin and chocolate.
Go on. Where did it go wrong for you?
It's just, it to me, it's almost like pumpkin and cinnamon, which I also don't respect.
Hold on. I'm sorry. You can't say that with your whole chest. That is literally the flavor of Thanksgiving and fall.
Oh, no. Chocolate and cinnamon. What did I say?
You said pumpkin and
cinnamon. Yeah, of course. That's why. So I don't think cinnamon and chocolate have anything to do with each other. And cinnamon is closely related to pumpkin.
I feel like some Latin countries, am I right in saying that, do a lot of cinnamon and cocoa. That's like a pretty popular thing.
Well, I grew up in Missouri, which is not a Latin country. So my taste buds haven't evolved.
Yeah, what is the opposite of a Latin country? That's what Missouri is.
Fuck.
Yeah. Okay, so we've got that pumpkin chocolate chip. Then we have maple.
I do want to point out the pumpkin chocolate chip is the most eaten cookie in her box, it looks like.
You're missing. I ate a whole one of these.
Oh.
Yeah, I got two of these. This one has the Canadian maple leaf on the front, and then it's frosting and 2 maple cookies.
That's intriguing to me.
Tastes like a pancake.
Does that one have a chive on it?
What are you looking at? This?
Yeah, what's the green?
Those are green apples.
Okay.
This is a caramel apple, a caramel green apple cookie.
That also, I would have never ordered that.
Ugh.
I don't think fruit belongs
what
in dessert.
What do you think belongs together? How do you feel about mac and cheese?
You know what's
salt and pepper? Ever
totally
had
fine.
It?
Great.
Okay.
But I don't need fruit in my dessert.
But it's so good. It makes it feel healthy and refreshing.
Also, how is the apple still very, very white?
Because I got them last night.
No, apples exposed to air immediately brown.
I don't think that's true.
It is. Take a bite of an apple and set it down.
It's been in the fridge.
No, still turns brown.
Okay. These, however, I thought they were going to be my favorite. They ended up being like my...
Oh my God, there's a whole other one? Mm-hmm. You got 2 of those. Mm-hmm. Wait, let me try to guess.
Okay.
It's like peanut butter brownie pie?
Correct.
Is it really?
Yes. And it's so peanut butter that I'm like...
And sometimes those, like, even the dark chocolate of it all kind of just like is too intense.
It's like amplifying the peanut butter. And I'm like, okay, we get it.
Yeah.
Chocolate peanut butter Halloween. It feels very Halloween.
She's washing it down now with a swig of the maple cookie sandwich.
That one tastes like a fucking pancake and it's delicious.
Do you remember when you told people that you don't do dairy?
Mm-hmm. I don't. I don't eat dairy.
I don't think you know what dairy is.
Okay.
Bing bong.
How are you?
Housekeeping.
I'm like, okay, first of all, met a confident bottom in the wild at La Mille. Have you ever been there? I think it's La Mille by the Silver Lake Reservoir. And of course, I forgot her name, but she was so pretty. And she was with 3 gorgeous friends. And she was very young. And I saw like one of her friends glance at me. And I was just like, oh, we just locked eyes for a second. But then she came up when they were about to leave. And she's like, are you Zach? And I was like, yeah. She's like, I love your podcast with Kelsey. It's so funny. And I blah, blah. So shout out to that gorgeous girly.
Also, going on your tour last week, I love when our fans are hot, like all of them.
Yeah.
Why are you guys so attractive?
They're just spicy.
Yeah.
They're like all fun.
They're unique and they got like a fun accessory on.
Yes. And they're there to have a good time.
Yeah.
But aside from that, I'm like struggling and I broached this as a potential topic of the pod, but like I was embarking on a project with someone and I found out that they're an undecided voter.
Ugh.
And it's really just occupying all of my bandwidth right now, which is a bummer too, because I was excited for the project and now I'm like, I don't even know if I want to do the project because I can't pretend, I can't like unknow stuff.
No, that's not you. I've never known you to pretend anything.
Yeah, right? I'm like a spewer.
You can't pretend to like someone
no,
in a room that you don't like.
I'm very like, what's my face doing right now? So anyway, that's the main thing. Oh, I'm going on the road. This is coming out this coming Monday. Mm-hmm. I'm going on the road with Bob the Drag Queen October 23rd through November 3rd. And then I'm headlining Kansas City on November 13th, Omaha on November 14th,
yes,
and St. Louis, Missouri on November 16th.
Oh, my God.
So that's, I'm excited
a
for that.
Packed fall.
Yeah.
That's good.
But I think that's, I had a very, very satisfying hookup.
Whom?
With a man who has a boyfriend.
Okay.
They're open.
Love.
And we were just going to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was like, oh, like, to be honest, like, I kind of want to hook up. And I was like, okay. And we just.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. And then we were like, just going to do like side stuff, which, as you know, is just like side dishes.
Oh, right. Okay. I immediately thought you both are laying on your sides.
Oh, yeah. No. Neither of us are pregnant or in Lamaze class.
Neither of you have sciatica.
Sciatica scares me.
It's terrifying and it hurts.
Do you have it?
I've had it on and on my whole life. Also, I was laying on my mom's sciatic nerve in her belly, and she had sciatica her whole pregnancy, and she wanted to bore me.
I was gonna say,
yeah,
you're lucky she carried you to term.
Yeah, well, did she?
So, oh my God, I've been talking to myself this whole podcast. You're my Fight Club alter ego.
I'm a ghost. That's so Halloween of us.
So I forgot what I was talking about.
The sciatica, you're afraid of it.
No, that was in conjunction.
Oh, you're doing
to
side
something.
Stuff with the guy.
Okay, literally the oldest
ADHD.
Podcasters to ever live.
Yeah.
And then we just had a really good time, and he texted first after, and he was like, "That was so much fun. I'd love to do it again." And I was like, "Me too."
And I love
it.
That.
That's it.
Congrats.
I think that's all that's going on with me. I'm excited for fall and spooky season.
Yeah, I feel like I'm leaning into it. My housekeeping, bing bong.
Housekeeping.
We got a new foster dog.
Where is she?
She's at the vet.
Oh, I was excited about her earlier today, and then when I
walked
in.
You haven't met her.
No.
You're going to die.
Just got her like
two days
ago.
Yeah. You're going to die. Her name is Kirby. She's 3 years old. This dog has been overbred to high heaven. She is a miniature hippo, but she's like brindle colored, which is like white and brown.
Oh,
and
do people know that?
Dog people do.
Brindle. So is that a species of dog?
No,
or
it's a color type. A
but
pattern.
It only exists in dogs?
No, I think it can exist in cats.
What about couches?
Sure.
Could I get a brindle couch?
Why not?
I also think brindle would be a cute name for a child.
We can't do this
girl
every
or
podcast.
Or a boy.
Actually,
brindle?
No, we should do it every podcast. We use one of the words we say on the episode to say that would be a gorgeous girl's name.
Okay, great.
Okay.
So for now, it's Brindle.
Brindle.
And it could be a boy, too.
Brindle is actually a really cute name.
Thank you.
Brindle just didn't eat her veggies last night.
No, I drowned Brindle because she refused to clean up her toys.
Okay, don't play this back in 10 years when Zach gets arrested for child neglect. What was I saying? Oh, Kirby. She's Brindle. We got it.
This is
what happens when we record
bad.
Late in the day. She has been overbred, so her titties hang down to the
floor.
Do
your tits hang low?
Do they wobble to the floor? This girl looks like they are udders. They're not even titties at this point. And like everybody at the shelter or like the rescue who has seen her or come into contact with her are like, those are the biggest titties we
And meanwhile, she's slow motion walking everywhere.
Boingity, boingity, boingity. Just absolute Kate Upton slow-mo on a beach.
Wow.
And she's the best. The worst part is, though, is when I picked her up.
The tits.
The tits don't bother me.
Oh, okay.
Because they're really soft and squishy. And they're just like a little
but
accessory.
But when you grab them, do they go through your hands like Play-Doh? Do you run your hand through her tits like it's of head of hair?
Her multiple tits are being caressed in a pat.
Yeah. They're six. Should you braid them?
They have their own like wind pattern too. Like when she rolls on her back, like she rolls and then her tits pop.
No.
Yes. And then she rolls and her tits pop.
Okay, go with me on this. Titty canvas. where you dunk her titties. Like you dollop her on a like a print pad.
And sell it for money.
Yeah.
To raise money for her surgeries.
To raise money for her.
That is the funniest TikTok. I think we might have to do that.
Is there anything bad about dipping a dog in paint?
I have non-toxic washable paint.
Great. And it won't matter to go into the nipple hole, maybe? Do nipples, could you shellac them closed?
Yeah. I think shellacking them closed would probably be more hazardous than dipping them in non-toxic paint.
Or maybe you dip them in like wax and she gets a little thrill.
And she gets hard? I think it would be funny to do it and then like her tits are just permanently green a little bit.
Yeah, she Halloween. Ran through some grass.
Yeah. Dude, you're going to shit your pants. I hope. Yeah, she'll be back in time for you to meet her.
Is she being delivered?
Well, athlete's picking her up on the way home because she had to go in because the worst part about her, bleh, I can't even think about it.
Ew.
She was obviously a breeder dump, which I hate. And fuck whoever owned her before and probably made thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars off of her and couldn't fucking pay for any medical care for her.
She gave babies. She gave birth to babies.
Like many, many litters. And her teeth are so rotten that they might all have to come out. She might be like a gummied dog. And then the other part, I don't even know if I could say this on the podcast. It's so gross. But she was basically sitting in a crate all day. And so she would waste on herself and then probably sit on it. And then she's having puppies, so she's prolapsing with her coochie coo. And it's sitting in, I don't even know if I can say this.
In poo?
Yeah, and other things. And so when I went to give her first bath and I like lifted up all of her lips and labias and things, her coochie was filled with like, if you can imagine like blackhead polyped like seeds.
A little bit. You were like, I'm going to get these.
I was like, I'm going to get these. I'm not going to enjoy it because it smells.
Oh my God.
Like something.
How did she not die of sepsis or something?
She probably was close. She was a mess. Anyway, I can't wait for you to meet her. She's a ham sandwich, dude.
Did you get all of the blackheads?
As many as I think. And like I used a lot of wash. I washed her 5 fucking times.
Yeah, I bet.
And it looks pretty good, but I'll show you. It's something. It's a sight to behold. Like her titties.
I'm excited. The first time I've ever been excited to see titties.
God. Yay! Well, it's not just 2. It's like 7 or 8. 7.
Wait. There's no way there's 7. And I feel like it's a fixed number. I don't think dogs come with like, how many tits does yours have?
8.
Really?
I think she has 8. Dude, you're gonna die when you see them. You're gonna be like, what the fuck?
I'm be like, yeah, that's a fucking cow. That's a baby cow.
That's a rack, brother. It's a rack of ribs.
Doesn't a rack also mean $1,000?
Yes. Rack on rack on rack. Stacks on stacks on stacks. You little thug thing, you.
I'm so good.
My Florida is showing. Speaking of Florida, I hope when this comes out, everyone's okay.
Oh, my God.
But my family and everybody is right in that damn path of that damn day hurricane. And luckily, they're in, like, a hospital bubble. So there's, like, a green zone that's around any hospital that, like, if you're close enough, you don't have to evacuate, I guess. Because they built, like, 15-foot walls to keep water out. I don't know. But I want them to evacuate, and they won't.
Oh.
I'm, like, kind of mad at them.
What's their argument?
That the house is really strong for a hurricane.
Do you believe that is?
Yeah, it was built with, like, hurricane technology in mind.
Yeah, then I might not want to leave either. You leave your house really susceptible, right, to, like, looters or something.
Oh, that's a good point. Never thought about that.
I really actually don't know much about hurricane culture.
I think my sister's house might get leveled, though.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So is she holding up at your parents'?
Uh-huh. She literally this morning spent the whole morning taking her furniture to storage. She got the last storage unit out of 700 at a storage place. And she put all of her fucking furniture in a storage unit and then like packed up and went to my parents' house.
That is wild.
And can I tell you, not afraid at all. Like growing up in Florida, we are not afraid of hurricanes.
Yeah.
And it's like actually not a good thing because we're not like scared.
Sure. Like, and you should be. You should respect them a little bit more.
Yeah. Especially if you're by the water. My parents are a little bit inland to be safe, but I feel like anyone that's on the water, like I hope everyone comes back and is okay from this. But
that's so scary. Gonna be,
yeah, it's just one of those things where you're like, I know what's coming, the devastation. Did you see the meteorologist who like broke down on camera?
No.
Announcing that it was a Category 5?
No.
He was like talking about it and started crying and was just like, this is gonna be
really, really bad.
Devastation. Like, please leave. The mayor of Tampa on live television yesterday said, if you do not evacuate, and I quote, you're gonna die. She said that. And it's going viral.
I mean, that's good though, right?
That she's like kind of being like, leave.
Well, because like you said, like they don't take it seriously.
Yeah. And then fucking DeSantis, the worst of the worst, is like not picking up Kamala's calls. And so.
But saying, Trump's saying that she's not, helping. He can't get her on the phone.
Yeah.
Or him, Biden, I guess.
Yeah. And they're trying to send her. Anyway, I hope everyone's okay.
Yeah, same.
Pivoting sharply, Zach Timu selling real food and pretending it's home decor.
Oh my God, the croissant.
We got to talk about the fucking croissant.
That's so funny.
Timu, we already knew you was nasty. We knew you were dirty. We knew you were not good for the environment. We know you're wrong for a lot of that.
But are they taking stale food and repurposing it?
Oh, so is you're claiming upcycling?
Is there anything bad about a shellacked croissant?
I mean, this girl who put it online had ants in hers.
Okay. Ants are part of our biological
diversity
system.
Instead of biodiversity, it's diversity.
Diversity. Because you die. Yeah, that's messed up. Are they doing any other foods or is it just croissant?
Chicken nugget keychain.
No.
Chicken nugget keychain. People are biting into their chicken nugget keychains now.
Chicken nuggets. Biting into, that's so funny.
That can't be good for you, brother. You'll die.
Well, yeah, don't swallow.
According to the Tampa mayor, you're gonna die.
You're gonna die.
You can't bite into a shellacked keychain.
As a rule, never eat a keychain.
I standard.
Feel pretty confident saying that.
That's bold. That's brave. That's an opinion.
Yeah. Well, think, like, next people are going to be using mace as banaca. And, like...
As banaca?
Yeah, what's that's like banaca? A, it's like a mouth spray. Huh. That's really that was really popular.
In, like, the 1800s? Like, I've never heard of
1800s.
This. 1800s. Yeah.
Banaca? Yeah, I think it was, like, a pretty standard brand, probably in the late 80s, early 90s.
Wow.
Well, no, probably in the at least mid-90s, because I'm consciously aware of it.
What a name for mouth spray. They did a bad job.
Does it beat Brindle? Banaca?
Banaca?
Yeah.
Does it beat Brindle? It depends. Are we in the South or are we in like fucking New York?
Banaca?
Banaca in New York is fucking sexy.
Oh, Banaca, the name in New York?
I would just think like binoculars.
Yeah, it's short. But I'm Banaca, short for binoculars. Plural.
Because Brindle, when you're like in the South, you're like a horse girl, a hot horse girl.
Oh, I could see you being a debutante.
Yeah.
Like Brindle.
And coming on stage now, Brindle
Lee Smithsonian.
She sailed the ocean blue in 1942. 19?
No. Yike. No one was sailing in 1942. I think we were in a war.
In 1942?
Oh, God, don't Google it.
We were.
Don't Google
in a
it.
War. Guys, this episode's deranged. We're both tie-tie and a little cuckoo pants.
Yeah,
but
it's
let's...
just not fair that you think we should be on all the time, world.
Are you talking to me? Bitch, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll have our shit together, I promise.
Hello, hello. It is wedding season. And if you're getting deep into the wedding season like we are, whether you're the bride, it me, just kidding, a bridesmaid, more like actually me, or a guest, that's Zach, Birdie Gray is about to be your new bestie. They've got the cutest, most affordable dresses that are perfect for any vibe. Birdie Gray believes that everyone in a wedding should look and feel great without breaking the bank. That's why all of their bridesmaid dresses start at just $99, and each one is so carefully designed with fabric, fit, and color in mind. They are so freaking cute. You can also just use their dresses as a wedding guest. You don't have to be a bridesmaid. From chic black tie gowns to flirty floral garden party dresses, Birdie Gray has it all. And for the brides, they also have a beautiful collection of budget-friendly little white dresses, all under $150. Visit birdiegray.com now to get your first 5 swatches for free with code Kelsey. That's birdiegrey.com. Find your perfect palette.
Hey everyone, if you've got allergies, this is for you. Imagine a life without sneezing, itchy eyes, or avoiding your friend's house because they have a kitty cat.
Hey, we have cats.
I know. Thanks to Curex, allergies are no longer something you have to just deal with. They're optional.
Tell me more. are.
Over 100 million Americans suffer from allergies, and they're not just an inconvenience. Allergies are the number one reason people miss work.
Seriously, Zach, I have had so many freaking sinus infections due to allergies, and that is 100% why I have missed work and canceled on you for this podcast. So tell me more.
It's a family issue.
It's affecting our friendship.
Here's the good news. Allergies can be treated effectively, and you can make allergic reactions a thing of the past. All it takes is a couple of allergy drops every day, and in just 3 to 6 months, you could start feeling real relief. It's easier than brushing your teeth, which you should also start doing.
Thank you.
These allergy drops are trusted by doctors and backed by science. Ooh. Ever heard of it? With hundreds of studies from top institutions like Harvard Medical School. And the Mayo Clinic. Not mayonnaise, Mayo. In fact, in Europe, they're the go-to treatment for allergies.
We love Europeans.
You can treat allergies to pollen, dust mites, mold, and even cats and dogs. Curex is the largest online allergy clinic, and they've already changed thousands of lives. The reviews are incredible. So if you're serious about kicking those allergies to the curb, which I know you are, check out Curex. Treatment starts as low as $59 a month. Ooh. And if you sign up now, Curex is currently running a promotion, and you can save 80% off the $49 sign-up fee. Go to getcurex.com. That's GetCurex.com. Don't let allergies control your life. Take control with Curex. Go to getcurex.com. That's GetCurex.com.
Confident bottoms, it is that time of month again for me, but I do not need to suffer from cravings, bloating, PMS, because I am taking Hormone Harmony, right? Okay, if you feel a little bit down or off or struggle to find comfort in your body, maybe you experience bad sleep quality, you need to support your hormonal balance and regulation, which is why I started taking Hormone Harmony. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. So here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that just happen naturally throughout a woman's life. But Hormone Harmony isn't just for like menopause or perimenopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold too. If you suffer from hot flashes or night sweats, racing thoughts, or low moods, yeah, Hormone Harmony can help with all of those things. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code Kelsey at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Kelsey for 15% off today. Oh! Zach, tell us why you're sad.
Oh, I mean, I said it already.
I know, but I think it is a really... Okay, we have the election coming up.
Yes.
If you have not already registered to vote, fucking do it.
First side note. I don't understand the whole, like, vote. Just vote. If you're not going to vote in line with me, don't vote.
What?
People are just like, the message is vote. Get out there and vote. I don't like that message.
Why?
Because I only want people voting who are going to vote in line with me.
Oh, I thought you literally meant in line.
Like, No.
I was like, wait, you don't want people to mail in their ballots?
No. I want people to vote for what I want. So I don't understand when people are like, guys,
just vote.
Get out there and vote. Like, no. Who are you going to vote for?
Yeah, first tell me that. Yeah. And then I'll let you know if you should vote. And you are the all-knowing decider of people who can and cannot vote. So I'm glad we've said this.
In this election...
In this economy,
it's pretty clear to me.
When you're a dictator, you will have that power. Who can and cannot vote.
I'm so excited.
Sorry, who are you voting for?
No.
Yeah, no.
No, I'm going to still let people vote, but it's going to be just kind of like a silly ha-ha thing.
Like it's going to be like a prom queen box. You're going to be like, put it in this box at the front desk and we'll read out.
Yeah, maybe. Or I'll let everyone vote every day on which outfit I should wear.
Democracy.
Yeah.
See, you all have a choice.
Yeah.
We're living in Gilead, but it's your Gilead.
Is Gilead Handmaid's a razor? Tale. Okay. I was thinking Gillette, maybe.
Cute girl name.
Why Gillette. Are you going to gender all these names? Gillette could easily be a thought gay son.
Like Jilly or, is a girl.
Or let me.
No.
Gillette to me sounds masculine.
Gillette is the full name for Jilly. And she's like, to me, she's a like New York rich socialite kid up in like the upper Catskills. Just like, ugh. Mommy won't let me this weekend. She's making Gillette ride her horses with Brindle.
Oh, so I was going to say, so either it's like a rich Southern girl or a rich upstate New York girl.
See, the AC
really went out.
And their dirty cousin from Brooklyn, Banaka's coming.
Banaka, Gillette, Brindle. Okay, actually, if I heard all those names in sequence, I would have a conniption fit.
I would be like, I want to be friends with you. Can I bum a cigarette and walk around the mall with how fucking cool you guys all sound? Where were we?
Voting.
Voting is important. Unless you're voting for Trump, then you can do it. It's not that big a deal.
If you're voting for anyone but Kamala, I would invite you to take a nap until
the end of time.
After the election.
Oh, okay.
Because I just feel like the flames of like ignorance have been stoked now for like years. And once that person is no longer on the ballot, I don't think anyone's going to come quite as close to the monstrosity.
I basically the feeling that we're talking about too is like the bummer of being this close to an election. It's a huge fucking election. Huge. I mean, like we've been saying that since we've had these oppositional forces coming in for a while now, but like, dare I say, this one is the most important.
And you can see it in that career Republicans are voting for the Democratic candidate.
Yeah. And we are now entering a time where your vote really becomes a part of your identity, unfortunately, which unfortunately, because that's the democracy we live in now, where we've been so divided that what your vote says is what it's saying about you as a person.
That's how I feel, at least.
Yeah. And I'll play the devil's advocate and say people like who don't care that much about politics. It's just the this, that, and the other. You should care about the lives of people. Like,
yeah.
Being like, affected.
I would go as far to say the people who don't care or like, oh, it's just an election. Those are like straight white people.
They have a lot of privilege of not being affected by elections,
Of course.
And it's a bummer that we're finding out people in our lives are not pro being anti-Trump. That's what blows my mind. You can be not like pro-Democrat, like super like gung-ho on it, but to be not anti-Trump is crazy.
It really does baffle my mind.
Because we remember that time. We remember what happened. Remember all the like fucking murders and deaths and the way that this country was acting when he was president.
He's also a convicted felon.
He's been impeached.
This was years ago now when he made fun of a disabled.
Yes.
Like, to me, that person cannot be.
No.
The president.
No, brother.
Of the United. And that's just one of many things.
And to also play the, well, I'm not going to vote for Trump, but I'm also not going to vote for Kamala. Like,
oh, yeah. So the background of this is I was working with someone and they were like, I don't know. I'm not going to vote for Trump, but like, I don't know. I don't like how Kamala got the nomination. Like, I think there should have been a process. And I'm like, what? Do you really have the luxury of nitpicking what's going on right now?
It doesn't matter who was in that spot. The problem is who's in the other spot, which is Trump.
That's where I have to go. Are people not watching the same news clips?
And like the athlete today, it's the first time he saw an American ballot.
Oh.
And he literally goes, wait, there's like, look at all these nominees. Like, who are all these people running for president? Like Jill Stein and Kennedy and like whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, like they say it's a two-party system, but there's endless parties.
Yeah, sure.
And it's unfortunate that we have gotten to a place where it's one or the other.
Yeah.
But that's the reality of
the
situation.
Where the money is.
Correct. So we're not encouraging people to like deal with what we've been given. Like, I don't think that's the answer to. I think that's what Chapel Rowan was trying to say when she was like, we shouldn't be satisfied with like this outcome. I completely agree. Like, we should find a more sustainable way to make it not us versus them. But that's not today.
It's not.
That's not today with this vote. Make it when people aren't trying to kill gays and transgender folks and like take away women's rights to abortion and like save that for when we have the power and the luxury to do that.
Yep.
This is not that time.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm already, I fully agree with you. I'm exhausted that we're still at this point, and I'm continually like bummed that this is our country. That at the end of the day, 40% of the people who live in this country do align with Kid Rock shooting an AR-15 at beer because a transgender person was put in an ad. Like, that to me is just like woefully sad.
I feel also like I've seen it recently where this podcast, she's an international podcast. Okay, we have fans across the world.
Yeah, we
across
do.
The globe. And I think like they look at us also kind of like,
Yeah, but they have stuff too.
They have stuff too. I'm not pointing fingers, but like I'm.
The gun stuff for sure. It's the just gun like stuff, embarrassing.
Yeah, it's like I'm feeling more and more embarrassed about this country. And whenever I find out someone is not voting blue, I feel that embarrassment about it for them.
Of course. And then if you are close to that person, all of a sudden you're kind of co-signing.
And I guess that's kind of what we're talking about too. It's like, how do we as a society, as like confident bottoms, deal with people in our lives who may say that they're not voting the way that we know it's the right way to vote, which is like for human beings.
And I know people already like, and now I don't think our listeners take offense to that sentiment, but they're like, yeah, I don't know if I even can offer any tips because I'm feeling so polarized by this election.
You gave me chills literally when you were talking to me earlier because you said something that was like pretty powerful, and I won't repeat the details, but you were basically like, I have been standing with you during your worst times and you are refusing to like stand up for my rights.
Yeah.
Like, fuck you. That just shows who you are as a person.
Well, when it comes to standing up for, I'm going to say queer people because that's what we fall into. And those people, queer people, are directly threatened by a project like Project 2025. And it's just like when we've like come from being bullied and othered all our lives, and then for a friend to casually be like, I'm not sure if I'm going to vote for Kamala. It's like, that's literally like the easiest thing you could do
to support somebody.
The easiest thing
to be an ally.
And no, like you're not. What would you need to be sold on?
Also, brother, voting is private. Fucking lie to me. And then go,
Kelsey,
vote for your Trump people.
I'm telling
and
you,
keep it internalized.
I'm telling you, when I told the mutual friend, I wish he had never said anything.
Yeah.
I wish he had never said anything. Because now I don't respect.
Yeah, that's the tough part too, is like I find myself sometimes going like, okay, not all Republicans are like, not all. And that's true, not all Republicans. All people voting Trump is the stereotype.
And like, this is where I get down to the whole like, if you don't vote for Kamala, you're voting for Trump.
Yeah.
That is unfortunately just what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you don't have like the logic, and this is the other thing, we'll get exactly who we deserve. That's the scary, I'm saying that's the horrifying truth to the reality. We will get the president that we deserve.
That's like, you get the love you think you deserve.
And it's different how you come up to someone and say like, I hope you get what you deserve. But that could be a compliment.
Oh, have the day you deserve.
Well, just like, I hope you get everything you deserve.
Yeah.
So like, it just depends on how you live your life.
That's true. I would be like, oh, thank you. I get all of my riches and love and friendships and smiles and rainbows.
Yeah. Chronic pain, but also chronic pleasure.
Oh, my new book title.
Chronic, good name for a child.
There's a book called Chronic right behind you.
Really?
Yeah, that's a really interesting. I won't go down that rabbit hole, but it's about autoimmune disorders and how like American medical system have perpetuated gaslit autoimmune disorders anyway.
By like treating symptoms or something,
yeah,
and not
like, and like not believing in certain things. Like, we didn't have even a name for like chronic fatigue syndrome.
I was gonna say,
until
like,
really recently.
You're take a nap. Like, everyone's tired.
You're it's like you're stressed. Are you having sex? Glass of wine.
Whoa. But yeah, do you have any, I know you said we did an episode like this before.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so
but like, what are the tips?
Yeah, so I, many, many years ago, had a guy who was going pops on TikTok-y about here's like the points you need to know to be able to have a conversation with your racist, awful, sexist, homophobic uncle at Thanksgiving this year. And he would act out like funny skits of the uncle saying something and then like what you're supposed to say in return. So we had him on to talk about like, how should we address people that are like uneducated? And he was like, okay, at the base of it, like jokes aside, asking them, where did you learn? When did you learn to believe that is something that like forces them. And like when you hear it on the surface and you're like, yeah, but where, when did you learn to believe that?
Yeah.
And like getting down to like help them see like a system or a change or a shift or like a moment, a memory to just keep digging, chipping.
Yeah.
When you're at your fucking parents' house, you're in your childhood bedroom and you have 12 hours a day free to fart around and eat and watch football and stuff. Like you have the time to kind of be like, and at what point in your life did that belief form? Like, take me back to a time. Like, what's your earliest memory of that?
But then, like, don't they have to have a high enough IQ to be like, huh, I never thought about how I've been told this since I was a kid.
I think that, yeah, yes. But I think if it's done in a way, because I know when I get riled up, I start like,
sure.
And instead, it's, if I take helpful. A back seat and I'm kind of like, where did you, like, maybe I'm just planting a seed. Maybe it's just a moment for them to actually go, I don't fucking know. And then they're driving home like,
where did I go?
Where did my parents?
That queer girl pissed me off.
Yeah, she rejected me.
But we're talking about your uncle still?
Explains a lot. But I thought that was really interesting.
I'm just getting, again, fatigued, yes, at the, like, having to have the extra bandwidth to help someone who hates me,
mm-hmm,
figure out why they hate me.
And I think that's, like, where Trump supporters aren't, or, you know, just, like, those people not voting blue are getting the, where they're not understanding the stakes. Because I think that they could be like, oh, I obviously don't hate you. I obviously, like, this is politics. This isn't who I am as a person. It's like,
yeah,
you are not putting yourself then in the shoes of someone who is daily, their existence rides on their safety.
Yeah.
Of living in a country where they're not stoning and setting them
but
at the stake.
Here's the other thing. Mm-hmm. There are like verified people on Twitter and Threads who are like posting a picture of two men with a baby and like, this should not be allowed in America.
What the fuck?
I'm saying, so like people, there's too many people who do actively think that, like,
there's too many people that actively think that to be in the middle.
I completely
agree. You
gotta
take a side, bruh.
It's like the, you gotta stand up to the racism, not just be like, well, I'm not racist.
Yes! That's, you know, the whole fucking point.
I know. And it's just a bummer that people think that, the people at the top think that the world is made for them,
mm-hmm,
and the vibe I'm getting is like, you're lucky we allow you to exist here.
Ew, wah.
That's what I get from it.
Say goodbye to culture and crumble if we didn't.
Yeah, no more delicious cookies in pink boxes
that,
if you know what I mean,
fucking smuggled up Australia and upsell at $19 a cookie.
I've never been to Hawaii or Australia.
I've been to Hawaii.
And
third degree sunburn there.
Because yeah, you were drunk and you forgot?
No, I was a teen that didn't wear sunscreen.
Whoa.
And I got so sunburned, I had literal water blisters like on my skin.
My brother had that once. Yeah. Y'all swamp monsters.
But damn, that state be doing something good, because they,
really,
got good food, they got good people, they got good culture, they got good, fresh everything.
Don't they fully hate Americans now, though? Like continental Americans?
Yeah, because mostly because we were like idiots that during the pandemic we're like, we're gonna keep coming to visit finally.
Yeah.
And they were like, stop coming.
Please
to us,
stop
trying to erase our culture, stop trying to take our language and like,
totally,
our land away. There's a lot of shit like that that's like unprotected.
But the pineapple's so juicy.
Yeah, they need their pineapple drinks. What can you say?
Southwest flies there now.
Do they?
Uh-huh.
It's a long flight. No,
I think so. In my head it's like, let's get a rowboat, but it's like
It's, you're going to row, row, row your butt to Hawaii?
It's so much further.
Brother, it's far.
That's why I should. We should go.
You want to?
Yeah,
why let's not? Let's go for Christmas. That's when you go, because it's still Melikalikimaka is the thing to stay. That's when you go.
Mama Towers will be out here for Christmas.
Aw, so shout out Mama Towers.
So I'd have to convince her. Although I don't know if she's ever been to Hawaii.
Maybe we all go. Let's go to fucking Hawaii.
Let's go to Hawaii.
Should we do a ConPod trip to Hawaii? All of you are invited.
Yeah,
we've
sure.
decided we're going to Hawaii.
Unless you vote for anyone but Kamala Harris.
Yeah, and depending on how the election goes, maybe we're moving.
I could see getting a cute place in Vancouver.
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be chic.
Yeah, I would go definitely Nanada or Europa.
Oh, my God. England, London. London
Christmas
would be
markets.
Cute as hell.
Listen, I'm not done. I'm 34, but boy, baby, this mentality feels 24. Because I'm ready to wanderlust and travel and be silly little flip-flopping.
You do have the attention span of a 21-year-old.
Thank you. You're welcome. I took my new Vyvanse today.
So it's not working.
Aw. I've gotten so much done,
Wait,
though.
Wait, really?
Not going to lie, my joke writing today was like the best it's ever been.
Do you feel, talk me through the feeling compared to.
I don't feel anything. Adderall makes me cracky.
Okay.
Vyvanse makes me just like a normal human. I just feel normal.
That's fascinating.
I'm going to murder this fly.
You guys, we could make like delicious cuts of meat from this fly.
It's so fat.
She's a fatty. Fatty. They only live like 24 hours. Maybe just let her do
really?
Her thing.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Go
I
on.
I think the lifespan of a fly is like 2 days.
Carry God, about don't quote your me. Business. Don't Google,
don't Google it.
Zach. I'm sorry I made you come do a podcast when you felt so...
No, you didn't.
Mentally
I was fully prepared for you to be like, we could do it a different day. And I was like, no, we got to do it today.
Oh my God, you could have told me that. But I didn't know you were going out of town.
But I was going to say, I want to do it today. Because I wanted to do it today.
And I think we had a good hee hee ha ha.
Yeah, we had some chortles.
I think we learned.
If anything, we got Brindle, Gillette, and Banaka. Those are...
And this is why you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, for baby names.
Tell us where you're going again.
I'm going to be with Bob the Drag Queen October 23rd through November 3rd. I'm going to be headlining in Kansas City on November 13th, Omaha November 14th, and St. Louis, Missouri November 16th.
Oh my God. Also, I'm doing a show at Westside Comedy Theater October 20th.
Oh my God.
And then I think I'm doing another show. I just can't remember when.
That'll happen, honey.
You'll put it
in your show like... Show 8 p.m. and you're like no
nope,
location no yeah
yeah welcome to stand up life baby. Whee! Hey, we'll see you guys next week. Rate this podcast,
rate and review
5 stars. If nothing other than that, don't do it.
Yeah, because we're sensitive.
We don't have any merch, but we have stickers.
Yeah, if you want a sticker, Venmo what you think. If you're international, at least Venmo $2.
It's $2.25, I think.
Oh really?
I
okay
think.
$3.
Don't
then.
Google it.
Plus whatever you think the sticker's worth.
Yeah. $5. And like $9 to buy us another crumble cookie. Bye.
I like that part.
Ding, ding, ding.
I don't know if I ever heard that part.
The hi-hat.